Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Maya Jewel Zeller, and this week I'll be reading poems from poets from Minneapolis. But first, I'm going to start by reading one of my own, and this is from my forthcoming memoir, Raised by Ferns, from the series of prose poems, Letters to Francesca Woodman from Spokane and Farther West. This is the second of those letters, Retrospect. Your photos are like the places I used to live. The walls, not holy walls, the floors with boards opening to other worlds. I am sure my parents never worried about things like lead, asbestos with its microscopic fibers making their way into my lungs, my pores. They say if asbestos is wet, it can't affect you. Where we lived, everything was always wet. No wonder I feel so at home here. The bathtub in our old farmhouse filling with silt water during the flood, its scratched bottom like a floodplain after the water goes back to its dark source. It's the departure that makes things clear, like the leavings in a tea mug, muddy and thereby alive. When it left, I always wished I could go too. Wherever it came from, being beautiful and strange and full of the power I felt in my own belly, the power of current and a whole field laid down in awe. Crop circles never got to me. What of a pattern in which only part of the crop lies flat? The river decimated the whole thing. It was miles of soggy grass, old fences, barbed wire you wouldn't see until it pierced your flesh. That kind of flattening, the kind that gets into the houses. There's nowhere you're completely safe. That was a retrospect from my letters to the photographer Francesca Woodman. I'm Maya Jewel Zeller. Thank you for listening to the Poetry Moment.